This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you are flying this summer, as you probably already know, it is going to be crowded. If you're flying this summer into or out of New York City, forget about it. Some big airlines are cutting service there. 10% already at JetBlue, United, and Delta, something similar. Others, almost certainly the same thing. New York is one of the busiest air traffic hubs in the country, if not the world, so why is this happening? Marketplace's Henry Epp has the answer.
There are basically too many planes flying in and out of LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark airports. So Matthew Lehner, an assistant administrator at the Federal Aviation Administration, says the FAA asked airlines to drop some flights.
What we said is that we need to have a bigger buffer in New York. There's a lot of international traffic that is coming back this summer that we didn't have last summer.
Bottom line, says Jason Rabinowitz, an aviation industry blogger,
there are just too many aircraft for the current FAA staffing levels, especially here in New York.
Air traffic controllers have been in short supply for years, and the pandemic made the problem worse. And while staffing has recovered a bit across the country, New York has just over half of the air traffic controllers it needs, according to the FAA. Rabinowitz says training new ones will take years.
Really, it's just how many people can they attract to this high-stress job as quickly as possible and get them trained up as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, it seems like they haven't been able to go as fast as anyone would have liked.
The FAA says cutting flights in New York is a short-term fix and will make for a smoother and safer summer. Still, David Slotnick at The Points Guy says the staff shortage could lead to more chaotic scenes at airports, especially if there's bad weather.
You could be delayed for hours. You might be delayed till the next day. Whereas before, it was at least a little bit more predictable to know how the airlines were going to recover from everything.
So maybe pack some extra snacks if you're flying this summer. And if you're looking for a job, the FAA is hiring. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.